Blog Talk Radio.
You were born with a grace. That grace is your gift. It's a divine enablement. If you work the grace, the grace will work for you. Company, teach the lesson.
God's grace look good on us. The enemy don't want you to know that. But God's grace looks good on you. All you got to do is wear it. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ. Jesus, we are truly happy to have each and every one of you all. Sorry about that. Apologize for that little overreaction there. But happy ever. Hey, we're going to get started, brothers and sisters. Today is Friday. Praise God. I'm excited about the Word of God, and I'm going to introduce a lady right now that just as excited as I am about the Word of God, in the person of Pastor Belle. Hallelujah. I'm asking her if she'll give us a word of prayer, and we're going to get into this lesson, bless God.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Psalms 34 and verses 1. But I'll just stop with verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Father God, for this awesome day you have blessed us all with. We thanking you, Lord, for our pastor as he teaches this word, as the Holy Ghost used him to bring it out and make it plain so we can understand it. We thank you, Lord, for those who have called in and for those who are listening by internet, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will bless each and every one, Father. And Lord, we ask that you will be with those that are sick and shut in, Father God. We ask that you will touch them in their bodies, Father God. Heal them totally and completely, mentally, physically, and spiritually, Father God. Lord, be with those who are bereaved, Lord. Comfort their hearts. Give them a peace of mind, Father God. And then, Lord, be with those that are going through, Lord. We know you are able to guide them and direct their path, and that you will help them, Lord, to come to you so that they too will learn the true word of God. And Lord, we're just so thankful for your word, Father God, for your word leads us and guides us and helps us as we go through our everyday walk of life, Father God. So Lord, we ask that you continue to bless those who've asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer, Father God. And continue to allow your healing powers to go out among each and every one that needs it. Now, Lord, we bind up anything and everything. We're just praying, Father God, that you open up our hearts and our mind to receive the word. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor. Listen, brothers and sisters, we've been talking pretty much this week about calling those things to be not as though they were. We've been talking about let the weak say they're strong. We dealt a little bit about Luke when Jesus words and they call Jairus' daughter dead, but Jesus called her alive. And pretty much our subject being, why should we call, or why should you call yourself well when you're sick? Well, why should you call yourself something that in your mind you are not? So that's the thing we've been dealing with this week. Abraham, he called those things to be not as though they were, Romans 4:17. So we learned quite a bit this week. And Monday we talked about the grace of God. I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, we just got to believe that God expects us to do that. God expects for us to operate in his grace like never, ever before. Amen. So when you put the two together, then you're going to understand Joel 3:10, let the weak say, I'm strong. And then yesterday we talked a little bit about, and we'll go there today, because I thought that was very, even though we talked about Job, I think it was Wednesday, but yesterday, God shared something in my spirit after the broadcast, and that is what he said. He said, tell them what I said. I know we were talking Psalms 102. let the Redeemer of the Lord say something. Then the Lord said, you tell him what I see. I said, Lord, I'll do it. I will do that. So our first scripture is found in, we're going to go back to Psalms 107, verse 2. Psalm 107, verse 2. And let's see if Evangelist William able to read the Messenger, King James. Pastor, you read out the Messenger Bible. In Psalms
107, verse 2, King James Version. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Amen, amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, all you who set free by God, tell the world, tell how he freed you from oppression. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to come back to this. Before we go there, I want you to go with me over to, the Lord showed me something in the book of Isaiah 55:11. See, you got to see God talking, and he wants us to talk. He wants to say the same thing he said. Hadn't happened yet, but go ahead on and declare. Go ahead on and decree the thing. Go ahead on and speak the thing. But not everybody can speak this, only the redeemed. So we'll get into that in a moment. But in Isaiah 55:11, how that reads?
Isaiah 55:11 from the King James Version. So shall my word be that go forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereto I sent it. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible, so will the words that come out of my mouth not come back empty-handed. They'll do the work I sent them to do. They'll complete the assignment I gave them. Amen.
Amen.
So God's saying, hey, the stuff I'm going to say, my word that comes out of my mouth. See, just like God telling us to speak the word out of our mouth, he's saying the words I speak out of my mouth. Can you see that?
Yes.
So he don't have a mouth. He has a mouth. He speaks. So shall my words be that goeth forth out of my mouth. That's God speaking.
Yes.
So he called those things as though they were. So he's telling us to speak the word of God out of our mouth. He said, and it shall not return unto me void, but shall accomplish that which I please. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
See, that's the I there. I know people, I talked to somebody yesterday talking about boasting. No, we're not boasting. We're declaring a thing. That's what we're doing. We're declaring a thing. We're just like God right here. God ain't boasting. He's declaring a thing. He is declaring that whatever comes out of his mouth, it will be accomplished.
Amen.
And he said, and it shall prosper.
Mm-hmm.
Underline that word prosper. It's going to prosper. It's going to, whatever got to break through and whatever got to be, it's going to happen. In the things whereto I've sent it. So we should have that same mindset that when we speak it, it's going to happen. Now, here's why it's going to happen.
Yes.
Because it's God's word.
Mm-hmm.
So that's in God's hand. It ain't no longer in your hand. So when the boy gave up the three fish, five barley loaves, it wasn't no more in his hand. It was on Jesus now. He done put the pressure on Jesus. See, you the one got to make this happen now. I did my part. I want y'all to see this. See, we got a part to do, and God got a part to do. Do your part and watch God do his thing. Do that make sense?
Amen.
So, since we know that we're dealing with the word of God, that is God's word. It's not us. It's God's word now. It's God's word that it went forth. So God has a responsibility of making what he say come to pass. Don't have nothing to do with you. Stop trying to bear that burden. That don't have nothing to do with you. It's God who said, you will declare a thing and it will be established for you. That's on God now. Your job is to declare it, not to do it. Preacher. Your job is to declare it. Jesus' job is to make it happen. Their job was to line people up in rows of 50. That little boy's job was to give the three fish and five barley loaves. See, everybody doing their part. Now, Jesus' part was to take what he did and make it happen. And he fed over 5,000 hungry men and women. And the Bible said there were about 12,000 baskets left. God always overdo it like that. See, when you really get to know him, that's where he operates. He just don't give you one. He gives you two, three, whatever you need. He goes on and beyond that. He just don't only let you cross the Red Sea, but he make it dry. He fans it dry. So when you get across, and that ain't even the good part. The good part is when he released the water. He made sure all those army men was in the water. See, that's how God operates. We got to do our part. So when he said, let over there, you remember we read that one day this week, over there in the book of Joel, third chapter, 10th verse, let the weak say I'm strong. Well, first of all, the requirement is to be weak. Now, if you're all strong, this don't refer to you, okay? This don't refer to you. This is for those that are weak. You're the one to say. To say is to speak. Then you're to speak, just like God spoke there now. You're to speak, and you're to say, I'm strong. Listen, brothers and sisters, don't play God. I already know you're weak. He want to make you strong, and that's how you do it. Now, let's get to the meat of this thing here. Psalms 102. Well, before we go to Psalm 102, read Galatians 3:13 first. In the book of Galatians, see, I got to put the pressure where it belongs. I got to come back and put this thing. And you cast out every vain imagination, every high thought that's going to be bigger than God's word, and throw your butts out the windows and say, butt this and butt that. Put your butt out the window, okay? That's where that needs to go right now. Put your butt out the window. Because ain't no but with this. When you understand this, there is no but. Don't be looking for nothing else. Just look for what it says. So in Galatians 3:13, I'm just trying to get you ready. Because, see, the enemy going to come with you with a bunch of old garbage and say, oh, well, you know, this is that and this is that. Then what do you want to do? Well, that's his job, is to put the pressure on you. Our job is to put the pressure back on him and let him know what the word of God say, that we can have. Okay? That's what we're dealing with. So in Galatians 3:13, how read that?
Galatians 3:13, King James Version. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Amen. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. Christ redeemed us from the self-defeating cursed life by absorbing it completely into himself. Do you remember the scripture that says, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree? Amen.
I want that to soak in, because too many people, they don't really know that. They don't, and then they don't believe it. They don't believe the curse has been taken care of. They still trying to work the curse. Stop trying to work the curse and start working the word of God. Stop trying to work and work the grace of God that's on your life that he done put on our lives and told us that that grace is sufficient. We talked a little bit about that. We'll get back on to that. But I want to finish this week, and maybe next week we'll start talking about the grace that we're supposed to be operating in and the things we're supposed to be doing with grace. Instead of grace always doing things for us, we need to be doing things for grace like Christ did. But anyway, that's a whole nother thing we're going to get back into next week. But I want to finish this week out by saying Psalm 102 says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Now, when the Lord showed me that, he said, if they ain't been redeemed, they ain't going to say it.
Amen.
He said, if they haven't been redeemed, they won't say it.
Yeah.
They won't say they've been redeemed from the curse of the law because they're still up under that curse. They ain't going to say it. They won't say it. They won't speak it. You know why? Because they're not of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Let the redeemed. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me talk to this for a moment. Because y'all want me to just run past. I ain't finna run past this. Cause redeemed means that God has bought us back. There's no more stress. He's set us free. That's what redeemed means. I just want to be real clear. He has released us from any debt that we owe, sin and otherwise. Preach. I'm trying to do the best I can. He has redeemed us. He has repaired that thing. He has restored. That's what redeemed. I just want to know, can you believe it? I just want to know that you can believe that you've been delivered. Because if you believe that, then you're no longer under that. You're no longer under sin conscience. You're a righteous conscience. See, if you've been redeemed, so there's a possibility you may not been redeemed because you know what? You won't say it. The redeemed will say it. Redeemed don't have a problem saying it. Redeemed don't have any problem saying what the word of God says because he said, my word will not return unto me void. So the redeemed know that God has spoke this thing and you're going to agree with the word of God, so you're going to speak it too, bless God. You ain't had no problem. And I wouldn't give a good half of what they can say. Because it's sovereign. I've been redeemed. I don't have to follow by those rules. I'm not governed by that. I've been redeemed from that. I've been delivered from that. See, some of us just want to be, I'm saved now. No, but there's a whole lot of other stuff you got to get delivered from. And it starts with your mouth. Get redeemed from not speaking what God says to speak. God's word says this ain't my stuff now. Please understand this, brothers and sisters. Ain't nothing I done came up with. I keep telling y'all. Only God could have came up with this kind of stuff. When he tell Paul, my grace is sufficient, it's adequate, my grace will take care of anything that's wrong, including sin problem. The Bible says that Christ, I believe we read that, have redeemed us from the curse of the law of sin and death. It's paid. Why you keep wanting somebody to pay that same bill over and over? Because your head don't want to receive it because you haven't been redeemed. See, so he says, let the redeemed. So that's not anybody. We're talking about free people now. So you may not be redeemed. That's all that means. That's what I told the brother. I said, that just simply means you haven't redeemed. If you can't say it, if you can't say what the Bible says you are, he said you've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Now, let me show you. In 1 Peter, because, see, I got 4 or 5 receipts for you. If you want paper, I got 4 or 5 receipts. Over in 1 Peter, that was 1 Peter 1, verses 18 and 19. 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 18, 19. How that read? Okay? Thank God, sister here. Okay. Evangelist William.
Okay, I'm sorry, Pastor. 1 Peter 1, 18 and 19, King James Version. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your father, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without a blemish and without a spot. Amen, amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, your life is a journey. You must travel with a deep consciousness of God, plenty to get you out of that dead end, empty-headed life you grew up in. He paid with Christ's sacred blood. You know, he died like an unblemished sacrificial lamb, and this was no afterthought. Amen.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that?
Praise God.
If that didn't make sense to you, let me just spread it a little bit thinner for you. God said, why are you wasting Christ's blood when you won't accept what God have already did for you? Here you trying to do over what Christ, and you can't do it. Nobody.
Amen.
I don't care how much you stop this, stop that. That does not pay for your sin, because you're not doing this. You're not drinking. You're not whoremongering. You're not backbiting. You're not doing any of those things that still don't pay for your sin. The wages of sin is death, and Christ paid for it. I know what tradition taught. I know what your mama taught, your daddy, your granddad, because I was taught that same garbage. Listen, brothers and sisters, throw it all in the trash and know that your sins have been paid for. Christ paid
Thank
for
you,
it.
Thank you, Lord.
And the Bible
Hallelujah.
Says in 1 John 1, as many as receive him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God. See, that power is in that grace to accept that you're a child of God. Then you have to start speaking this thing. You have to start speaking what the word of God say you are, and decreeing and declaring. Decree the thing. Declare that you've been forgiven of all sin and washed in the blood of the Lord, according to Ephesians 1 and 7. Speak that thing. Declare and decree that 2 Corinthians 5, 17 is a reality, that therefore if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. All that old tradition, all that garbage been put in the trash. I'm not living like that anymore. I'm living as a free person. Somebody, debts have been paid. Bills have already been paid. And I ain't trying to pay it.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, you need to do this, you need to do that, and you got to do this. Oh, but Pastor, how about this? I don't even try to hear that, okay? Not right now. I ain't trying to hear it. I'm trying to hear what God's saying. God say, let the redeemer of the Lord say you're freeborn. I'm freeborn.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm freeborn because I got born again. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm separated from that garbage. I'm separated from singing. Oh, how can you be pastor? See, everybody's trying to get me to figure. They're trying to figure out how can you be free from singing. Well, brothers and sisters, it's real plain to me. If Jesus paid for it and I'm in Christ, then I'm free from it. Now, if I'm not in Christ, I'm working sin. But instead, I'm working God's grace. I'm thanking him for it. I'm praising him for it. No reason in Psalm 107, the first thing he says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Good God. For his mercy endure forever. I want you to know, brother, sister, his mercy is right here. I mean, you got to get a taste of that mercy. That mercy and goodness follow you wherever you go. Psalms 20, and 6. I'm telling you, 23 and 6. Yeah. Wherever I go, I'm looking for mercy to be right there with me. Mercy is my bodyguard. Goodness is on the
Amen.
Other side. Oh, I got help. Help this. Ain't no help on the way. It's already here. I ain't got to wait for it.
Hallelujah.
Some preachers say, my helper is coming. No, my help is here right now.
Hallelujah.
One on the right
Hallelujah.
And one on the left. That's my bodyguard. And surely, goodness and mercy shall follow you. It's following me. If I go into Kroger's, mercy and goodness right there. If I went to jail tonight,
Man.
Mercy and goodness is right there. But you know what I have to
Hallelujah.
Do? I have to say so. I have to say I got his mercy.
Yeah.
So let the redeemed yeah. of the Lord say so, whom I have redeemed from the hands of the enemy. God have redeemed us from the hands of the enemy. Why are you still trying to stay up in there? You've been redeemed from that.
Yes, amen, amen.
Oh, Pastor, I know that. No, you don't know that. You don't believe that, because if you believe it, then your confession will be different. Huh?
Amen.
Your confession will be different. You're declaring decree that I'm part of a divine nature. I'm the very righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, according to 2 Corinthians 5:21. See, I fellowship with saints, and I ain't talking about these earthly saints. I'm talking about heavenly saints, those that are in my Father's house, and it had nothing to do with no building, had nothing to do with brick, had nothing to do with mortar. Excuse me. Had nothing to do with mortar. Had nothing to do with no siding. No, my Father's house is his word, brothers and sisters. And we know that in Hebrews, too. Don't make me go there. I'm seated at the right-hand side. Listen, brothers and sisters, when you've been redeemed from the devil, from the enemy, you've been redeemed from his thoughts as well. It ain't no part God, part the devil, part God. Well, this right, but. Now, it's none of that. Forget that. It's just like you said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. You ought to thank him. You ought to thank him because he done redeemed you.
Thank you, Lord.
Anytime you get out of jail and you've been locked up and you didn't think you was going to get out because you couldn't, because you ain't had the money or whatever it requires, especially if you like them scam boogers that got arrested in Georgia from the president and all them other 17. Yeah. I said, they didn't want to go to Fulton County Jail. When you know you have to go there, baby, now, it's too many folks dying up in there. And you've been redeemed from that? Oh, yeah, you're going to give thanks. If you've been in any mess in your life, God got you out of it, you're going to give thanks. And you ain't going to give thanks yet. You're going to give thanks unto the Lord. I hear all these folks, these preachers go around and say, oh, thank you, Bishop. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you. Now, thank the Lord. Stop it, I say. God giving thanks where it belongs. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Mm-hmm. Somebody was singing a song the other day. Oh, we just thank you, sister. She is just so anointed. Wait a minute. Forget that, sister. Let's thank God for the anointing. Thank God.
Thank you.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He is good. For it's his mercy. His mercy. Don't make me go with mercy, brother and sister. It was his mercy. How can you say this? Because of his mercy. He had mercy on me. Just like you would go before a judge and the judge give you mercy. He let you pass. God gave me the pass. That's what mercy is. He gave you a pass.
Yeah. Amen. Thank
and if you start with me, that mercy is going to be with my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, and then their children. See, this mercy didn't start with David. Yeah, I won't preach. This mercy didn't stop, but it's forever.
Amen.
Forever mercy. You're in a situation, you're not sure, and just tell God, Lord, have mercy on me. I, I was walking in ignorance. I was stupid, Lord. I just couldn't believe. But I want to believe now. Have mercy on me and watch God change that thing for you. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Amen. Yeah.
Just let him have a little mercy. See, that mercy gets you a pass. So all that stuff you done did and you was against and you wasn't against and so forth and so on, just tell God drop a little mercy on that thing. And he'll put some mercy on there, and that giving you a pass so you can start rejoicing. And then the next thing you have to do, you have to start speaking it. You have to start declaring the thing. You have to start telling God, thank the Lord.
Yeah,
I've been justified. Yeah. I've been made right. Yeah. See, if you don't get made right here, when will you be made right? So God has provided a way, brothers and sisters, for us to do this. But you have to speak it. You have to start declaring it. You have to, at some point in time, you have to get established in that. And if not now, when? And if not you, then who? You are that light.
Yeah.
You're the light of the world.
Yeah.
I don't care what the devil say. I call you the light of the world. He call you the salt of the earth. You need to go season some stuff because he already put it in you. Just got to let your light shine. But anyway, we're going to stop it right there. Maybe somebody may have something they want to share. Press one. But listen, brother. God expect his word to work in the earth and then not return unto him void. He's already spoken that. I read that over in Isaiah for you, or whatever, in Isaiah for you. God expected his word to work in you, but you have to let it happen. You have to let it in. You can't keep on putting roadblocks there and say, oh, that ain't for me. That's for somebody else. Oh, the word of God is, oh, he was talking to the disciple. So you got all these cuckoo preachers out here, man. They will tell you everything for everybody but you. Then what's the point? Why are you praising God? Why are you serving God? Why are you even entertaining the thought? If nothing in here for you, why are you going through all this?
Uh-huh.
Yes, it is for you. I have to declare Ephesians 1:4 that you are a chosen generation. You've been chosen in Christ. And guess what? It was done before the foundation of the world. Can that just happen? It's been done for your granddaddy, for his granddaddy, for his great-granddaddy. This was done before Adam got here. God already chosen you. But he expected when you hear this, faith will come. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by his word that will not return unto him void, but will accomplish what he set it out to do. That's
Hallelujah.
The way that works. Well, why do you think you got to get born by the word? That's sperm that your daddy and mom, that was one. But now it's different. It's a whole nother thing. It's the word of God that's in you now that recreate your spirit, man.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, once you open up to that spirit, then you're going to say, okay, Lord, whatever you say to do, I'll do it. I'm on a new thing now. I'm doing this new thing. I'm all about you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I just cry out to you, Lord. Heal me. Cry out, Lord. Heal me. I don't bother me to cry. It don't bother me to tell the Lord, by your stripes, I'm healed. Isaiah 53:5. It don't bother me to tell people. I cry out for your word. I want your word. I want your word to be in me. Because, see, when the word is in you and you're in the word, you becoming like God now. Part of you are like, you don't see it through the optical nerve. Just like you didn't see when you got born again. In this flesh, you didn't see that. You wasn't there. You can't explain it all. So don't be trying to explain this new birth. All I know, the seed went in there, boom, it happened. Well, that's the same thing with the new birth. You can't try to explain it all. But if you ever get born again by this word, you'll know that, hey, I got born again. And it's beyond a thought. It's not a It's not a myth. It's not a theory. It's not an idea. None of that.
Thank you, Lord.
Got born by the word of God. And then you have a desire for that word. And you want all of it. Just like, you know, when being in this life, your flesh is gonna cry out for some collard greens, oxtail. Because that's what you part of. Part of you want that. But then part of you want the spirit part. So when you get born again by that spirit, it began to crave just like your flesh, just like your mind. Mm-hmm. You know, there's times you want to be educated and you want to read and study. That's your mind. That part wants that fulfillment. And it's just like your spirit, man. It wants to be filled, but it don't want to be filled with a bunch of junk. It want to be filled with the truth, which is God, because God is the truth. The word is the truth. That's what it's craving for. Now, you can put anything in your mind. You can read a bunch of old sex books or whatever and lock that in your mind, just like your body. Mm-hmm. You can put all kinds of stuff in there. You can fill your body full of candy. Rest of your life, you can eat them spaghetti that's in the bowl that the college kids eat. You can do that for the rest of your life. Or you can get some good food, some right food. And you can put that in your body.
Amen.
And you don't have to always have collard greens with fat back in it. It's just, you know, but you can have collard greens with turkey in it. But the point is to get the collard greens. That's the point. See?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, enough of that. That's what that scripture was saying a while ago. You know, enough of that religion, lots of that tradition, enough of it already. That tradition, what your grandparents said and what this one said. No, hear what God is saying. God is saying, let the redeemer of the Lord say so. Okay, we're at that point now. Anybody have anything they want to share or any question? You know, hey, we wide open for you.
Anything
you think.
Well, Pastor, I'd like to go back over that scripture in Galatians 3. And verse 13, and it just, to me, it's just bringing out everything that you're saying. All we got to do is receive it. But it says, Christ redeemed us from the self-defeating, cursed life by absorbing it completely into himself. Do you remember the scripture that says, does everyone who hangs on a tree, that is what happened when Jesus was nailed to the cross. He became a curse and at the same time dissolved the curse. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. Man, that's plain. Amen. We've been redeemed, as you said, Pastor, from the curse of the law. Sin and death, we've been redeemed from that. Now we're new creatures in Christ.
That's
Amen.
Right. That's right. Thank you so much, Pastor. Yeah, y'all don't want me to teach this like I just should go on and teach it. Because some of y'all probably hang up right. Paul called them fools. He said, oh, foolish Galilean. Who have bewitched you? See, the moment you tell somebody they've been bewitched, oh, man, they got something for you. They got something real smart for you. Paul said, y'all stupid. Stupid.
Mm-hmm.
That you ought to obey a lie rather than the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Christ is the truth. He redeemed you from the curse of the law.
Thank you, Lord.
Paul said, I learned this. I learned this. Through talking to you guys, the spirit. But I mean, I didn't get it through no law. God did this through faith. I ain't been redeemed with the stuff of man stuff, going to a building, man doing this, man doing that. He said, man, I ain't been redeemed from that stuff. I got redeemed by the blood of Christ. Y'all crazy?
Amen.
Yeah, you got to go there and read that, man. Yeah, because if I talk like that to talk to you guys, y'all probably would throw a rock at me. But that's what Paul called me. He called him stupid. He called him crazy. He said, oh, foolish.
Yeah.
Who y'all been tricking with? Who done tricked you that you all obey a lie rather than the truth?
Have mercy.
Amen.
In other words, why should you not obey the truth? Why? You still got to deal with Jesus Christ eventually.
Amen.
You know, people want to get people to thinking, oh, man, this is where you got saved. This is where you need to put your money. You got redeemed here. This is where you need to see. Oh, foolish stuff. I'm about ready. Now I'm ready to preach. Really, seriously, I can preach right now. Cause Paul let him know, you're so foolish. Having begun in the spirit, this thing was a spirit. Now you're going to flip it to a flesh. There ain't nothing flesh. Flesh didn't make you perfect.
Right.
It's the spirit.
That's right.
Are you made perfect? Are you made perfect because you went to church? Or are you made perfect because the spirit of God? What made you perfect? Or what you doing, is it in vain or not? What's really going on here? Are you that stupid?
Have mercy.
I know you're talking about you have to deal with Brother Paul because he'd put it on you. Yes, sir. I knew I was going to get a couple of them to hang up. Went on and hung up. It's praise God.
Anyhow.
See, because people, they don't want to be called stupid. But as long as you're foolish, you're just foolish. You want to believe all that tradition stuff, you're foolish. You've been bewitched. But anyway, I'm going to leave it right there. Anybody else? I thought a couple of them would raise their hand before they left, but they didn't. But that Galatians 3 will run them away real quick. Especially when you don't know what you got saved by. Okay. Anybody else? If not, I'm looking forward to a great review on Sunday. Meanwhile, y'all just stay blessed.